And we're live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box here at Pisgah High School. And today, it is Pisgah softball as we take on Brevard in a big conference last week of the season matchup. You've got Kevin Lowry here and Joey Sorrells bringing you all the action. Jack Kuick back in the studio making everything happen. All our sponsors are Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Festus Uniforms, Canton Insurance, Forger Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and welcome to today's game. So, Joey, big game today here for the ladies.
Yep, had a couple big wins last week against West Henderson, and so now we've got the Lady Blue Devils coming in here today for our last home regular season game of the season. So, yeah, big matchup. Brevard is, I think, fourth in the conference right now at 7-5, so no doubt it's going to be a good matchup today.
Yeah, speaking of matchup, the keys to the game are brought to you by Forga Contracting. What is your key to the game tonight?
You know, for me, I'm going to go with focus again. This time of the year, springtime, a lot's going on. You've got prom for these young ladies. That's always a big time of the year. For our seniors that are graduating, they've got graduation and all the activities surrounding that going on right now. So it's easy this time of the year to lose your focus and focus on things other than softball. So I think tonight against a quality team like Brevard, we're going to have to stay focused and play clean like we have all year.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Here with senior night tonight here at Pisgah High School, the softball complex. Focus is going to be big, and you know, right now we're in first place by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors while we have the national anthem. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Introducing a breakthrough in time management technology. A whole new day of the week. It's called Someday. Ingenious. Perhaps someday you are going to go skydiving, enter a hot dog eating contest, maybe ride a mechanical bull. Now it's on the calendar. You may want to retire someday. Ready for that? You'll really want this. A My Social Security account at socialsecurity.gov. You can estimate your future benefits, plan for your retirement, and how to save for it. If you already receive benefits, you can manage them online. Millions of people already have a My Social Security account. In fact, someone opens one about every 6 seconds. Get yours today, because someday is here at socialsecurity.gov.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at the Pisgah Softball Complex, where tonight we have Pisgah Lady Bears against the Lady Devils of Brevard. So, Joey, we come into this game sole possession of first place with that big win last week against West Henderson. So this is a big week for us here. We've got Brevard sitting in fourth place in the conference, or tied for fourth place right now. Got West Henderson playing Franklin, who's tied for third twice this week. So big week for us here.
Yep, there's some key matchups going on all across the conference today as we wind down this regular season and start seeing the postseason take shape after this week.
And the first batter for Brevard is up. That is number 14.
That's Leah Cabe. She's a senior. She's the catcher for Brevard.
First pitch was in for a strike. Second pitch is swung on. Maren Edmonds comes on in left field on that short line drive and makes the catch for out number one.
Yep, good way to start the game there.
Yeah, it's a pretty well hit ball by the young lady, Cabe from Brevard, but hit right at Maren, and she came in on that and played it well.
Yep, good positioning. Just had to come in a few steps to make that play. Next up, we've got Nalia Saltzman. She's a junior at the plate for Brevard.
And this Brevard team sitting at 7-5, just beat Tuscola twice last week, I believe. Maybe split with them. They may have come back. Tuscola may have come back and won that first game. But put up a lot of runs Friday night on them. With that, there's a single into right field by that batter.
Nalia Saltzman. Yeah, you know, Brevard 7-5. There, it's going to be a competitive game.
Yeah, the one thing I noticed about Brevard, they gave up some runs, but they've got some young ladies that can hit the softball.
Yep, and one of those being Miss Scarlett Conley at the plate right now. Scarlett's a freshman, hitting in the three spot for Brevard.
Yeah, and she is she's their number two pitcher, I believe, as well. She's got a bright future in softball.
Yep, she's shortstop as well, so very athletic young lady there.
First pitch is in, and it's a ball. Second pitch in is fouled off, almost got her foot, but luckily it did not. That runs count to 1-1 here with a runner on first here for Brevard with one out. Steps back in, and that is a ball high and outside.
Scarlett's not, she's not chasing anything outside, too far outside of the strike zone.
She's got a good eye. She's patient up here. She's going to make Lily throw to her. That is right back up the middle. But played by Alexis Marcos, great play by her.
Yes.
She steps on second, throws the first on her own. So she has a self-made double play there for Alexis Marcos here to end the top of the first inning. Joey?
Yep, perfect play, perfect positioning by Alexis. It was moving to her left, so she was just able to scoop it, step on second, and immediately get it out of her glove and throw it over to first to make the play there. Not an easy play at first either. It was close. Scarlett has some speed.
Yeah, she had some speed and just a well-played ball by Marcos there. And a good job by Jaden Smith over there. Ball was not in the dirt, but it was a little outside to her right. And she is a left-handed player. So she was able to get that glove out with her right hand there.
Yep, very fast developing play. And good job, like you said, by Jaden there to come up with that one.
So, folks, First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal and small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small business for over 120 years.
And remember, ball games means it's springtime. For a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxter or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
And, folks, we'll have got a message. We'll have Brett Faust on the show a little bit later as well today. He is headed through Canton right now here on his way to the softball complex.
Yep, you never know what you're going to get on that commute from Asheville over here every day. So Brett will be here momentarily.
So for Pisgah, we're going to have Jaden Smith leading off. Sitting 333 on the year. Been a good leadoff hitter for us.
Yeah, pretty consistent lineup here for us that we've had all season with Jaden leading off.
Got a left-handed pitcher here from Brevard. That comes in high. Not a lot of speed on that.
No, that's Nalia Saltzman is your pitcher.
second pitch is high. You know, the thing here is coming out of that left hand is going to be completely different than what they're used to seeing a lot of times.
Yeah, I don't know if they've faced many, if any, left-handed pitchers this year at all. And it's a little slower, too.
It's a little slower. So, like right there, Jaden just got out in front of it. It's a fly out to right center. The center fielder comes, camps underneath that, and makes the first out here for Pisgah in the bottom of the first. Yeah, we're going to have to sit back and wait on that.
Yeah, I think that's what Jaden was just relaying to Marcos there was, you know, it's slow, be patient, let it come to you.
With that said, Alexis Marcos is going to step in here with one out in the bottom of the first. First pitch is high. That is a ball.
Sometimes those slower pitchers give us a hard time that first time through the lineup.
When she keeps the ball high here. Even the strike she had earlier was high. So all five pitches so far have been, you know, from the letters up into the eyes. So when you reach, it's going to pop it up.
Yep.
So the 2-0 count's on its way here to Alexis. There, she's way ahead of that one.
Yeah, she. That was a strike. It was a good one to swing at. Just way ahead of it. She's got a little bit of room to move up in the box if she wanted to.
Second pitch is in there, and it swung, and she's way ahead of it. Head was out. It's been a while since we've seen something this, so it may take a little time to adjust here.
Yep, I think that this first time through, it's going to be a minute for them to adjust.
You can see Alexis, she's a little frustrated with herself right here for not waiting on that pitch. Next ball is in, and it is a ball as well. It's run the count full here with one out.
That was a little high right there.
Yep.
Just a bit up out of her reach.
Payoff pitch is on its way, and that is up high as well. That's going to give our first base runner of the night, gentlemen.
Yep, let's get her on base with her speed. And got Addie Faust coming up next, so hopefully.
It looks like Brett got here just in time.
He did.
It's funny how that works.
Good time. Good timing.
Addie Faust.
Addie Faust comes into the box. First pitch is in, and that's up high. Alexis Marcos goes and takes second on the steal. Throw down is pretty close. Good little throw by the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good throw, but it's still about a minute and a half too late.
Yeah, without a doubt.
She's already standing up on the bag.
Addie steps back into the box. And that is going to be a strike on the outside corner.
It's the best pitch we've seen yet by Miss Saltzman there from Brevard.
Yeah, that is the best pitch we've seen in three batters here. So, see if she gives her another one. And that is low. It's going to run the count to 2-1. If Addie can just wait on this, she may be able to bring Alexis home here. Yeah.
She wants a hit. We all know she wants to put that bat on that ball.
Oh.
Next pitch is outside. Looks like she does not want to give Addie anything really good to swing at here. And you can't blame her.
I mean, they're bouncing off the plate.
Yeah. Next pitch is in, and that is a strike, called strike. It's going to run the count full here as well.
Got swing that bat, baby.
One out here, payoff pitch, Alexis Marcos at second. Score is 0-0, bottom of the first.
There we go.
And just like that, Addie Faust with a single to center field, and that is going to bring in Alexis Marcos.
I don't know if you noticed that, but Alexis Marcos was already on third base by the time it hit the outfield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's
on the crack of the bat. She's on her way.
She was gone.
As soon as she saw it got through there, she was already halfway gone, but as soon as she saw it got through, she was fully committed.
And we're going to get Chloe Dianza. Is going to pinch run here for Addie Faust. And that's going to bring up Lily Inman here.
She is having a monster year this year.
She is monster. Having a monster year. She's got her batting average up to .508 for the season.
I don't remember when we've had so many home runs in a single season.
Six home runs, I think, by her, if I'm not mistaken. I looked at it right today.
You are correct. And she rips the first pitch into left field.
Uh-oh.
Chloe Dianza tries to take third, and she is thrown out easily, quite easily. Lily Inman takes second very intelligently there. That's a younger player there that a little bobble in left field. Got a little aggressive, probably a little more aggressive than we wanted to.
Yeah, I think that bobble out there stayed closer to the left fielder than maybe we were originally thinking.
You know, when she unhooks that trailer, she's gone, though. You know what I mean?
That's going to bring up Allie Smith, and she takes a strike, called strike, on the first pitch. So here with two outs, your Bears lead 1-0, bottom of the first inning. Lily Emmons standing on second. RBI time here for Allie.
I tell you what, she is consistent. Consistency right there with Allie's at bat.
She is. I tell everybody, she's not the one that's going to hit the home runs or anything like that, but she's a consistent hitter up there at the plate. And she is way ahead of that one. She swings through that one, runs the count to 1-2 here with two outs.
Yeah, that change of speed right there is catching some of these girls off guard early on here.
That ball's fouled off out here in the Brevard stands.
Almost a good catch by the Brevard fan.
Yeah, almost.
Almost a good catch.
Well, that's good. We don't play Savannah banana rules here, so if he called it, that would have been okay.
Yeah, they're going to have to think backside, be very patient, think backside all day long with this pitcher.
Ooh.
Right there, she was completely ahead of that. She strikes out here to end the first inning, and we'll go to the top of the second with your Bears leading 1-0. When we come back, we'll have the second inning action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where it's senior night here at the Pisgah Softball Complex, and your Bears lead 1-0 going into the top of the second inning.
Yeah, we got number 10, Emily Hoxett, at the plate. She's a Brevard, or a senior for Brevard.
First pitch is in, and that is a strike.
Throwing the ball hard. Lily's got some, she's got some zip behind that ball today.
Well, the good news is she only threw like three innings on Friday, so she got a little bit of break.
Right.
Yeah, I think she only saw about 12 hitters.
She might have only threw about 12 pitches that entire game.
That next pitch is high and outside. Good job by Addie Faust snagging that ball. Doesn't get to the backstop here. Coach Morgan gets the pitch call in to Lily, and she comes with a swinging strike this time. Runs the count to 1-2 here. Lily looks good so far here, guys.
That was a pretty pitch coming in right there.
Yeah, she's had good control, and you know she's hit her marks where Addie has set up for her.
Oh, wow.
That ball is fouled off into the road here. Well, actually, didn't quite make the road. I see the little kids running after it. Must hit that fence and come back in and play behind the stands there.
Are we offering treats for them to bring the ball back? Because I've seen an uptick in activity to get that foul ball.
I've heard it announced to bring them back, but I'm not sure if they're... Oh, nice play by the Brevard third base coach there to snag that foul ball.
Yeah, Kylie smiled. She wasn't expecting him to be that agile over there. She hit that foul ball, but he did a good job of backhanding that.
You know, I tell you what, it's just a beautiful day here. The girls are happy, seem pumped up and motivated.
Next pitch is in, and it's a ball. Runs count 2-2. It is a beautiful day, isn't it?
You know, I wish it, I just came from Asheville, and I wish I could say it looked this good in Asheville, but it did not. A little overcast there.
Was it?
It's
And that next pitch is high and outside. That's going to run the count all full here to the first batter here in the second inning. It's a big payoff pitch here for Lily.
Yeah. Comes right at her here.
Ooh. It's a bit outside.
And she missed that one outside and walks. So Brevard has a base runner again this inning. Maybe we can get the same result we got last time. Ground ball up the middle, double play.
Let's take it. We'll see what we can do.
Still no outs here.
Look at that one.
First pitch is a swinging strike. She just blew that one right by her there, I believe.
She's definitely bringing that heat today.
Yeah, she's throwing the ball hard.
Next pitch is high and outside.
Addie popped up. She's waiting to see what that runner does.
She takes a pretty big lead over there off first. It wouldn't surprise me to see Addie pop up and throw behind her.
She wants it.
Oh, next pitch is hit into right field, and that is down. Caden Simpkins comes up, throws to second.
Throw gets a little away.
It got away. Good job by Kylie Henson of backing that up. And then really good job by Lily Inman being observant and going and covering third there.
Yeah, but a little bit low. Got past Alexis there, so enough people there to back her up to keep her from advancing any bit further.
Yeah, the bigger issue right now we've got going on, gentlemen, is runners on first and second with no outs here. Might have to play a little defense here and
you know,
buckle down.
Sometimes we just like to do this. We just like to make it interesting. We like to get our fans the bang for their buck.
Get everybody excited and in the game.
Yep, and then we'll have a miraculous triple play somehow.
Got Ava Rogers at the plate for Brevard now. She's a senior.
First pitch to her was a strike.
She was the one at left field, made that play there earlier, hit to her, and got the throw out there at third.
Second pitch was a ball. Then the third pitch, she fouled off down the third baseline. Runs the count to 1-2. But it gets back on the mound. She's working quick today, guys.
That's trouble.
It's a ground ball there to third. Kylie Henson comes, makes the play to first, gets the first out of the inning, but the runners do advance to second and third. So now Brevard with two runners in scoring position here with one out.
Yeah, let's just focus and get another out here and stop these ladies from advancing, scoring a run here. Got Kenna McCall. She's a junior at the plate for Brevard.
That first pitch to her was a looking strike. Yeah, here's the key, not to let one turn into two. So far they've got none, but we've really got to work these outs here. Next pitch is a ball high. 1-1 count here now with one out. Big opportunity for Brevard here.
That was a good block by Eddie right there on that one.
That was a great block because that scores a run if not.
Eddie's called Tom, so I guess they're going to go out there and discuss prom this weekend or something.
Addie does a great job of calming the young Lily Inman. She's a really good pitcher, but she is a sophomore. First year here, and I'm sure she's amped up for senior night, wanting to do some big things for the seniors here tonight. So,
I tell you what, she is going to be a beast by her senior year. She gets that game experience.
Yeah, and she does it both on the mound and at the plate.
Oh, without a doubt.
She does it both ways. She next pitch is fouled off, and that is now a 2-2 count.
I think she's got the potential to hit, you know, over 10 home runs by her senior year.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, very, very athletic young lady.
Yeah, and rumor has it when she plays travel, and they've got a couple of pitchers on the team, she's got she gets her innings pitching, but she plays a little shortstop too, so she's very athletic. Good range of motion.
Yep. Had a foul ball out to the parking lot for this second year. Everybody took their headphones off to see if it hit a car or not.
And next pitch is fouled off, so the young lady from Brevard hanging in there.
Yeah, she's getting a piece of it, just hasn't been able to connect and get all of it yet.
That is McFalls?
McCall.
McCall.
Yep.
Sorry, folks.
I did the same
thing.
You're
from Brevard and listening, and I apologize about that. Next pitch is in, 2-2. Ooh, just a little low. Thought that looked good, guys.
Yeah, it was close with two strikes. You might not want to swing at that one. But
here's some chanting coming from the Brevard dugout.
Pitch.
It runs the count all full here. Yeah, that Brevard, we talked about that dugout being they're 7-5, playing well. And that is hit up the middle off of Alexis Marcos's glove and down. Allie Smith collects it, brings it in, but that's going to tie the game here. 1-1 here in the top of the second inning, and Brevard still has runners on first and third with one out.
I just have to throw this out here. Alexis Marcos, I mean, that was going to be a glorious play, high-speed play right there. She just couldn't pull it off, but you can't fault her for trying. That was...
She's dirty. She laid out for that.
Well on the second base side.
Well on the second base side up the middle. First pitch here to number 4 for Brevard is fouled off. Runners will stay in place.
Emma Anders, she's a senior. Yeah, that was about an inch and a half away from being a great play.
Oh, you know, how about our second baseman backing her up and just being right there? I mean, that could have went up the middle after she wasn't able to pull that one off, and that could have been extra base and scored another run. But
yeah, it was going to be really close to get that second run in here if she doesn't back her up there.
Yeah, Allie was there and came up quick with it.
Next pitch is fouled down the third baseline. 1-2 now. And really, Brevard not getting a lot of any pitch, but they're putting it in play. And put it in some good areas.
I mean, they got a lot of motivation with this. You know, they're maybe playoff hopes might be on the outs.
They're definitely in the playoff. They're battling though for a first round home game.
Really?
Right now. The next ball is hit into left field. It's one hop to Marin Edmonds, and Brevard's now going to take the lead here, 2-1, with. Runners on first and third here with one out still.
At 7-4 in the conference.
So the way the playoffs are now, the top 48 in the state make it. Then they split it 24 teams on each side. The top 8 get a bye, and then the next 8 get home games. So they're fighting for that 16th, 17th spot in the West.
You learn something new every day with this new playoff scheme they got going on with a realignment.
Got Camry Owen at the plate now for Brevard. She's a freshman.
Count goes to 1-1 on her. Runner does advance to second. Sorry about that, Joe.
Yep, no, you're good. We've got runners in scoring position. Two runners in scoring position.
That pitch is thrown by her for strike number 2. 1-2.
We really need a strikeout right here. Keep anything from...
You know, for a freshman, she's batting .339 on the season. She's not doing too bad.
And that is a strikeout. I think it was foul tipped, but Addie Faust catches that on the pitch to give us a strikeout here in the second out of the inning. That's going to bring us back to the top of the order.
Yep. Leah Cabe back up. She flew out to left field her first at bat.
So still runners on second and third here. Bears down 2-1. That ball is fouled off over here towards the stands into the parking lot. That's strike number 1.
no glass, no business for the glass factories on that one.
Didn't hear anything shatter.
Now, mine's parked out there today. I talked to the umpire in the field out there, and he assured me where I was parked, it wouldn't get hit.
I don't know. It's going to take a shot to get out there. I see it just over the right field fence there.
Yeah, it's right down the right field line. They have to hit a home run foul.
So Addy tried to throw it down to third, but the batter got in the way, didn't call it. See if he picks up on that later.
Runs the count to 1-1. That is hit to third base. Kylie Henson comes up with it, throws to first for the third out. And with that, that's going to end this second inning with our Bears. Or excuse me, that's just the top of the second inning. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to the bottom of the second inning, down 2-1 here, folks.
Paper Town Roots Radio airs each Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surrett on WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM and WPTLradio.net from 7 to 10. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, and sing along and enjoy the true bluegrass music. You can also join Tim live on his Paper Town Roots Radio Live on Facebook.
And Pisgah Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forger Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving.
And folks, if you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football this season, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2018 football season and any up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out. So, big opportunity for us to respond here in the middle of the lineup here. I think we're 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe?
Yeah, we're going to Matty Potter is going to lead us off.
You know, as we talked about before, like, it doesn't matter where we are in our lineup. They can do the job. They can put runs on the board. They can put runners on base. Everybody can hit. So, you know, Maddie Potter, sophomore, she's going to have good things to come in the future.
Yeah, yeah. She's probably the heir apparent to Addy Faust behind the plate next year. And she really puts the ball in place. The key's going to be waiting here, being patient.
I think that first time through for a lot of these girls, it's, you know, once we get back to the top of the order, they've seen it one time. Hopefully they can time up and be patient, start putting the ball in play.
And that first pitch was in for a strike right at the letters there. Second pitch is bounces to the plate. Let's count 1-1 here.
Patience needs to be our key to the game on this one. Patience.
Yeah, patience.
Yeah, I don't know if we've seen a left-handed pitcher this year. If we have it, it's not been many.
Next pitch is outside and low. It's going to run the count to 2-1.
You know, we're getting a little taste of our own medicine we had a couple years ago with Sadie being a left-handed. That's the third bouncing in pitch there.
Yeah, Sadie probably threw it considerably harder than this young lady, but the left hand itself is just, you know, that's a different look, right?
Yep.
And Maddie Potter is way out in front of that. And almost like a swinging bunt, third baseman comes up, makes the play for the first out. We're just way in front of this ball. We've got to wait on it. I see Maddie telling Marin Edmonds, wait on it.
Yeah, like I said, hopefully this second time through, they can tee it up.
And it's effective, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
First pitch is in up high.
I don't know if you need a golf club or a tennis racket. Some of these you don't need a bat, though.
Yeah, she's very deliberate. She does not like to give a lot to get good swings on. That's the other part. Not only is it, you know, it's she deliberate and slower in the wind up and not as much pace on the pitch, but she doesn't give you a lot of things to look at. Like, right, the count's 3-0 here. she could come right down the middle as we're not looking, and then, you know, the next pitch, try to go a little high again.
Tell you what, Marin's left fielder going to be a good pitcher for us next year, hopefully.
Yep.
She can pitch it well. Takes first base on a walk.
It's a four-ball walk there for Marin. Gets us a base runner there. And that's going to bring up Kylie Henson to the plate.
She can really knock the ball. Yep, she gets a hold of it.
She's just going to have to be patient. She likes to pull it. She's usually ahead anyway. So this is going to be really difficult for her to wait on it.
Yeah, she's right at the front of the batter's box. So she's trying to help herself out that way by moving as far up as she can.
First pitch was a strike on the outside corner. Second pitch is up high. That's a ball, 1-1.
You talked about it earlier, Brad, all up and down the lineup here. We've got girls that can hit for, you know, power, and then we've got our base hit for average ladies in the lineup, and you've got some that can just do it all. So,
I mean,
it's really not a weakness up and down the lineup.
Absolutely not. And, you know, I think every single one of them in our lineup hit the ball to the fence at least once this year.
Mm-hmm.
Our dugout's getting into it a little bit.
Next pitch is up in the zone, and it's now a 3-1 count. Yeah, even Chandler had one in that West Henderson game. I think everybody was like, because we're used to her bunting and using her speed, and she hit one with about 4 or 5 feet from the fence.
She was hitting for power that night. I mean, she just wanted to show it off. I can't blame her.
She tried to muscle up on one.
Yeah. Hey, why not?
Makes them think if she's going to bunt or not now.
Sun's out, guns out, she says. Let me show you the power she had.
Catcher goes up and has a little talk with the pitcher, trying to get her calmed down, I guess. Maybe they're talking about prom, too.
I was going to say, Brad, as the dad of a catcher, what are they talking about out there? What's Addie saying in that situation?
Oh, got her with the change there. So I got in trouble with Addie. Giving up her secrets that they never really talked about softball after last game.
Count's now all full, one out, runner on first. Payoff pitch is on the way. She just reached for that one, and it's popped up to the shortstop. She backs up, makes the play. So that's the second out of the inning here in the bottom of the second.
Speaking of Miss Power, look who we got coming up to the plate now.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect the power here. Maybe just lay down a bunt and move the runner and get on first here and hope the top of the lineup can move them. Third baseman certainly thinks so as well as she cheats in.
It's going to be hard to bunt when you get those pitches that we're getting right now.
Yeah.
First pitch is a ball low. Third baseman backs off a little bit. Second pitch is high. Runs the count 2-0 here with two outs.
We really need to get her on right here and get Jaden up and hopefully get a two-out rally started, get another run to this inning.
We like two-out rallies. That's our MO. That's what we like to do.
Ooh. Third pitch is in, and it's a strike.
A change of speed is just, these girls are having a hard time with that.
Pitcher's a little delayed here. She gets back up. Chandler's up. And that is a ball. Ball number 3-1. So right here, any way possible here. Just need base runners.
We still have... Is that Kylie? Oh, Marin over there, Marin, on first base.
She's antsy. She's ready to go to second.
Chandler hits one down the third baseline. And it is... She is in safe over there. So now we'll have runners on first and second base here with the top of the lineup. It's what we talked about, guys. We just wanted one.
I just want to point out she did not bunt on that one.
She did not bunt. She hit it down the third baseline. Third baseman backhanded it, made a throw over. Bang, bang play there. First baseman couldn't hold on to it.
I mean, we have so many girls that are so quick.
Yeah. Put some weight into those bats in there. Slow that swing down a little.
First pitch into Jaden Smith is a strike.
You know, up and down the lineup they hit. Up and down the lineup they can run. I mean, that's important.
Next pitch is in, and it is low and in the dirt. Both runners now wanting to go. The tying run, folks, on second base for Pisgah here in the bottom of the second inning.
I like to hear our dugout getting into it, getting involved.
On senior night, we need a big hit from Jaden here. 2-1 count now. That ball was high and up in her eyes. Yeah, it is nice. It's been kind of quiet over there. Now we've got some runners on in scoring position. That dugout seems to be getting alive. Next pitch is in there. It's another 3-1 count here. So she's either got to come to Jaden here, give her a pitch to hit, or we'll have bases loaded with Alexis Marcos up.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's a good situation for us. Oh. Yeah.
That's going to be inside strike.
That was a late call strike there. Jaden was about halfway to first by the time he called that one.
Yeah, I think he may have called it because she was so quick to sling the bat. But it was definitely inside, in my opinion.
Right.
Full count, payoff pitch. Runner's going to be running. Oh, Jaden gets that one fine. Into right field. Runs coming home.
There's one.
Marin's home. Chandler's at third.
Oh, and she's it.
And Jaden flies into second, and she is thrown out there.
I'm not sure I agree with that call. It's like she came under it, and I don't think Heidi agrees with that one either. She's looking for the closest umpire to talk to.
She's coming to talk to the home plate umpire.
I don't think she's
He's trying to avoid her.
Yeah, she's having a chat there to see what he saw.
Definitely a high tag that she was definitely under that one. We'll see what happens here.
Yeah, that's a shame because we just tied it up, had runners on third.
Notice the other umpire.
Marco's coming.
The field umpire has left the field right now, not wanting to hear it either.
Yeah, he's
not wanting to have this conversation.
Oh, he's coming back.
I'm not sure the home plate umpire really wanted to have a conversation. He's shaking his head no, so I'm not real hopeful here, but.
Well, we've got Jaden still standing on second and Chandler's on third, so they're not moving until this is settled.
Got some heads shaking in the east and west category.
It looks like they're going to stick with the call. So we're going to go to the third inning with the score tied here, 2-2, folks. When we come back, we'll have the third inning action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah softball.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on. John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. Tuesdays are two for Tuesday, where we play double shots of your favorite country artists at 6, 7, and 8. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood. Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at the Pisgah Softball Complex, where your Bears go into the third inning, tied 2-2 here with Brevard in a big conference matchup.
This one right here is dangerous. 585 batting averages here.
Yeah, that's Nalia Saltzman, the pitcher. It's at the plate. She did get a hit her first at bat.
Where'd that hit go? Did that go to right field?
Yep.
She just pulled it, right?
Mm-hmm.
She lays down a bunt this time. Lily comes up, makes the play. She uses her speed to make it a bang-bang play. But she is called out over there at first for the first out here in the top of the third inning.
You know, way to stick with that one, too. She kind of picked it up and dropped it a second and got it back. And then, you know, what a layout by our first baseman. I mean, that was – she was definitely doing a split over there to make sure she got that ball in the glove.
She had a stretch for that one.
Yeah, that was a tough throw, too, where Lily had to play that ball from and throw down behind the runner. Saw that in the South Carolina softball game last night. I'm trying to think who they were playing last night, but the throw actually hit the girl in the shoulder. Oh, really? Went into right field, and runner rounding third came home to score for the win, 2-1, in the bottom of the seventh inning.
I was had full confidence in Lily once she got her hand on that ball that it was going to be zoomed in there to first base.
It was zoomed.
Yeah.
0-2 count is on the way. That is a called ball.
It looked like the batter thought she was going to be out on that one.
Yes, she did.
Her way back to
she did.
The dugout. She was just as shocked as everybody else was that was called a ball.
This is Scarlett Conley for the Blue Devils. She's a freshman.
She is. She's a good player. That ball missed outside. Count now is 2-2.
She was the one that hit into that double play her first time up with Alexis making the play.
That one is fouled off. Comes right back at the hitter.
That one came off the backstop, about hit the ump, hit Addy, and hit the batter at the same time.
Yeah, that ball had some zip behind it when it left Lily's hand.
Yeah, good sportsmanship by the hitter there. She came out and picked up the ball and threw it back to her pitcher. And that one's going to be outside. Runs the count all full here with one out in the top of the third inning. Score again, folks, is 2-2 here. Lily's getting the call from the dugout. Coach Morgan gets it to her. She comes to the plate. Payoff. That's hitting to right field. Caden Simpkins settles underneath it.
Can
makes
of corn.
That out. Can of corn.
Can of corn.
That's tough this time of day with that sun right there in right field. So good job by Caden to be able to camp out under that.
Glad she had those sunglasses on back there.
You know, she's made a lot of good plays in right field.
She has. Yes. Since she moved out there, it's really solidified our outfield.
Got Emily Hawks at number 10 at the plate now for Brevard.
I believe she walked last time.
She did.
First pitch to her is a ball in the dirt. What's her batting average?
I'm not sure what Emily is.
She is a .232 hitter, so she's kind of on the lower end of their lineup.
So 2-0 count. We're here with two outs in the top of the third inning. She reaches for that one on the changeup, and that's fouled off behind us. Looks like she may be going possibly to Brevard College on her helmet. On the other side over there has got BC on it.
Okay.
Got a little bumper action on that foul ball.
Catch a bumper out there.
Catching a bumper.
Lot. Ooh.
Lily took a little bit off of that one, found the strike zone. Count's now 2-2 here with two outs.
Yeah, that came in high in the strike zone.
Ball is low and in the dirt. Nice job by Addy getting in front of that. Runs the count all full again. Lily trying to take care of this hitter herself. That is hit at her second baseman. She comes up and makes the play in the air, and that's going to end the top of the third inning, and we'll go to our half of the third, leading 2-2 here, guys.
I'll tell you what, our infield just solid. Mm-hmm. I mean, all our defensively, like when we're on. You know, they can do about anything.
Yeah, very, very solid, clean.
You know, the things we miss are usually a great play that, you know, would have been exceptional in the first place. So.
Right. And First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 120 years.
Ball games means it's springtime for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Service. Call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
Folks, Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes with outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLRadio.net. Just click on the Sports tab and then choose Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLRadio.net.
Yep, we've got Alexis Marcos leading off here at the bottom of the third inning for us. Alexis walked her first time up, so whatever we can do to get her on base here.
You know, and she finds a way, whether it's hitting a bomb, hitting a bunt, hitting a slap, you know, she'll get on base.
Yeah, I think coming into the game, she was hitting .491 on the season.
What's her
on
base
here? 667 on base per
That's got to up.
And she hits one off the wall. And she's going to round second, going to third, the stand-up triple here to start the bottom of the third inning.
I mean, exactly what we're talking about. They can all do it. They can all bounce them off the wall back there, off the fence. And she's so fast. I mean, by that time that ball was thrown from right field, she was already on her way to third base.
Yep.
Yeah, right fielder had a good arm there. I really thought Alexis might try to stretch that out for a second, but she had a good arm. There we go.
And Addie Faust comes up and laces one up the middle for another RBI single. I think that's her second of the day, guys.
And here comes her pinch runner.
Yep.
Straight out of the dugout. I keep telling Addie if she wants to see second and third, she's got to hit it further.
Well, it's like we talked about earlier, that second time through, you can see it is second time through for these top-of-the-order girls. They've been able to tee off on it and put the ball in play.
Now batting number four, Lily Inman.
Yeah, that's going to bring up Lily Inman, folks. First pitch to her, one hops to the plate. 1-0 count.
And she just wants to put that bat on that ball so bad right now. You know she does. She is intense when it comes to playing this game.
And the first time, I think she ripped one to left field here for a single. And she rips another one into left field for another single. Chloe Yonza decides to stay at second this time. So now we've got runners on first and second here with no outs. And our Bears lead 3-2.
You know, anything, any hit right now will get her in from second. She is that fast.
Yeah, so we've got Allie Smith up now. See if she can keep it going here.
Looks at that one on the outside corner. That was, could have went either way.
And the dugout. Let's go, Big Alley. Next pitch is in, and that is in the dirt. Good block by the catcher here. Holds the runners at first and second.
You know, Big Al, she can do it all. She can absolutely do it all. She may only be 5'3", but she can hit like a 6-footer.
Next pitch is in. That bounces to the plate. Gets away from the catcher this time. Both runners advance. So now we've got runners at second and third here with no outs. Count to Alley is now 2-1 with your Bears still leading 3-2. Looking to add on some more runs here in the bottom of the third.
I don't know if you noticed that, but our lead runner pulled up, and I think Lily was thinking she might try for home.
Lily was halfway. The second baseman didn't come over to cover. The shortstop was standing over there. Looked like she was backing up maybe for a throw down to third. And with that, there's two more pitches that are balls, and Allie will take her place over at first base.
Base is loaded, no outs. I mean, here we go. And Maddie, you know, last I think she was in a situation, she hit a triple, I believe, and just cleared the bases.
Yeah, and the advantage she has here, too, is, you know, she hits, and I don't mean this in any way derogatory towards her hitting, because she hits very well up here at the varsity level. But the speed of this pitch is probably more what she's used to seeing.
Yeah.
And so she's seen this in games before.
Yep.
So, you know, I look for her to really sit on one and put a great swing on it here.
15,
and she can
Maddie
do it.
Potter.
She can do it.
Yeah, she's got a really good swing. She makes great contact, and she's very athletic.
And so she's another one of those that's, you know, the home run's coming. You know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Right,
you know, she's going to connect with the one to put it over the fence.
She's gonna fill up the stat sheet next year for sure.
Yeah, Brevard coach called timeout and went out and had a talk, brought all of his girls in and had a talk with them.
First pitch is on its way, and she hits one to second base, and that is caught. She just looked like she was maybe waited a little too long on that one, so maybe I was incorrect in that one.
You know, Lily's again about halfway to third, had to turn around and get back, but she was back low within time. Yeah. But she wants to score. She wants to help herself out.
With one out, that's going to bring up Maren Edmonds. Here with the bases loaded.
Oh.
And she reached on that one. That's going to be a pop-up to the shortstop. She comes in and makes that catch. And quickly, two pitches, two swings. We've got two outs here, guys.
Yeah.
But you know what? Two outs, there's nobody else I'd like to have up there. You know, she can do it.
What about Kylie Henson?
Kylie can hit it.
Kylie Henson. Yeah, Kylie just always looks like she's relaxed. She's always smiling, having fun. So, and that's what you want in this situation right here. You know, if she's feeling the pressure, she's not showing it anyway.
First pitch is in for a strike to her.
She's funny. I always like talking to her, and she talks in the third person sometimes, which makes it totally entertaining to listen to.
Pitch is on its way. And that is ripped towards the shortstop. She fields it, throws over to second. And just like that, our Bears are done for this bottom of the third inning. But we do regain the lead here, and we'll take a 3-2 lead to the top of the fourth inning.
We're going
to
want them back later on.
Yes, we will.
We're going to want them three
runs. When we come back, we'll have all your fourth inning action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at the Pisgah High Softball Complex, where your Lady Bears take a 3-2 lead into the fourth inning. Coming to the plate for Brevard,
it's Becca Stroop.
Oh. And she hits this one towards the third baseman. Kylie Henson comes up and makes the play. She throws one hopper over to Jane Smith. Good job by her by playing that on the bounce, guys.
Yeah.
She's slinging it. You know what I mean? That ball is going to get there no matter what. Still got the runner by a couple feet, a couple steps.
So that'll be the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. Our Lady Bears in a little tighter match than I'd like to see here.
Good pitch.
But playing well.
You know, you talk about Kylie. She's another catcher or one that can catch.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to see what they do next year with Addie graduating.
Yeah, you know, Kylie's, ever since she's pulled up as a sum in her freshman year, she's played third when they pulled her up some her freshman year a little bit, and then I think since then she's pretty much had sole possession of third base.
0-2 count on its way. It's hit right back up in the middle. Gets by Lily Inman, who tried to backhand glove it. Gets by Alexis Marcos up the middle. And it is a single for Brevard. Has got a runner on here with one out.
You know, it's two hops in a row. You know, bad hop, Lily missed it, and another bad hop, Lex misses it.
Number 12, Kenna McCall.
And you even saw Allie Smith try to get a hands on it before it made out the outfield.
It was a slow developing play. Got the Kenna McCall at the plate now.
First pitch is in as a strike. And like I said, that's the one thing this Brevard team has done a nice job on tonight is that they haven't hit the ball hard, but they put it in play and put it in spots that make it very tough.
It's a swinging strike right there, two strikes.
Yeah, so another 0-2 count here for Lily Inman. She's bringing the heat here tonight.
Kenna did get a base hit her first time up, so there we go.
And she gets a strikeout that time, and that'll be out number two here in the top of the fourth inning.
I'm not sure the ump saw that one coming in. Had so much heat on, I think she's had to rely on where Addie held her glove.
Yeah, she reached back on that one.
That was coming in there with some quickness.
So with two out, runner on first, into the batter's box is number four for Brevard.
That's Emma Anders. She's another senior. She got a hit her first at bat as well. So Brevard's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits so far.
Now she's second on the team with the batting average. She's batting just a shade over 450. Right back to Lily. Lily's got it. Easy play back to first.
Well, that was a shot back at Lily. And she backhanded that one like it was easy.
Yeah. And she even stood there for a second like, you know, I'll just take my time. Yeah. I got time.
So she throws to first for the third out of the top of the fourth inning, and that's going to take us to the bottom of the fourth where your Bears continue to lead this game 3-2 here.
You know, we talk about the fact that she's a sophomore. She plays, you know, her just demeanor is playing like an older player, you know.
Yeah, she's grown up a lot during this season.
No hesitation, no angry, no nothing. Papertown Sports Roots Radio airs each Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surrett on WPTL W101.7 FM and 920 AM. And WPTLradio.net from 7 to 10 p.m. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy the bluegrass music. You can also join Tim live on Papertown Roots Radio Live on Facebook.
And remember, Pisgah Springs Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forger Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving.
And folks, all the base hits that we've seen here tonight by Our Lady Bears have been brought to you by Custom Paving. So as we head to the bottom of the fourth, gentlemen, we have Chandler Lowry leading us off. Like to see her get on base here with the top of the order coming, and maybe we can put some distance here in between us and the Blue Devils.
I'm telling you, she's shown some power in the past two games. She could do it. She's turned all around.
Lay it down and run, baby. Right, yeah. Lay it down and run.
Yeah.
I mean, she runs like
on there.
She runs like Chucky's chasing her. I'll tell you what.
And I'm not even sure she would know who Chucky was.
You know, I get that analogy for our listeners right now out there. Are you saying we're old now to know what that is? They have TikTok. I'm sure they've seen Chucky somewhere.
Probably. Chandler steps into the box. First pitch is up in her eyes, and that is a ball.
And this is Chandler's second time through the order of seeing this pitcher, so hopefully she can time it up and get a hit.
Second pitch is up in the air, and ball number two, 2-0 count. She hit that last one down the third baseline. I'd like to see her move up in that box just a little bit.
She's got another 6 or 8 inches.
Oh,
there we go.
There she hits a shot down to right field, and she's going to be on with a single here to start the bottom of the fourth inning.
I'm going to have to say it. I'm going to have to say I called that one.
You called it.
I'm called it.
You called it.
I mean, I'm a humble person, but she's showing that power.
Yeah, she hit that on a rope. That was a shot.
She hit that one on a rope. Unfortunately, it was right at the right fielder, or she'd probably be standing on second right now.
Her speed, I'm going with third on that. If we got past him, she'd been gone.
Jaden Smith to the plate. First pitch is in the dirt.
Want to point out that Jane Smith's parents have a life full-size picture of her in the stands today.
Yep, they got the fat head going.
I'm sure that didn't embarrass her at all.
1-0 count. And that's going to be a called strike on the inside.
And Jaden's going to play at the next level, right?
She is. She's going to be sitting there at, I believe it's Caldwell.
Okay.
No. It'll come to me. Yeah, Caldwell.
Yeah. With Sadie and Mac.
Sadie, that's Mac. Down.
There's one that's going to drop into center.
Got a chance for second. Oh!
And she is out at second. Had to hold up because that was just blooped in there. Didn't know if it was going to be played by the center fielder.
You know, it's okay. It's one out. We're all right. Showing off that speed. She almost beat that. You know, that ball was hit right to the center fielder where it was a short throw back to second.
It's a fielder's choice for Jaden Smith. She's on first, and Alexis Marcos comes into the plate. That's what one guy's where, with Chandler's speed, you almost would have liked to see a steal there, take that out of, on the first pitch, and take that out of play. You know, that was a third pitch. Move her over early, yeah, so we don't have to worry about that.
Even if that was caught and she had stole, she probably could have got back pretty quick. Lex looks at another one come in, called strike. Belmont Abbey commit here.
I think she tripled her last at bat here.
That was the one off the fence there.
Mm-hmm.
Ball one, two strikes, one out, runner at first. Haven't looked to steal yet. Oh. Alexis Marcos hits one into right field. That does not get down this time. Caught by the right fielder coming in quickly, and that's going to be out number two.
Yeah, we went from no outs to two outs pretty quick on that.
It's like last inning, we had none, and then two pitches later, we're at two outs. So let's see if old Addie Faust here can keep us going with two outs. Two-out rally.
She likes some two-out rallies. She's batting for her dog who came today, old Walter, in the stands today.
First pitch is in, called strike for Addie.
Here's smile on her face. She heard something over there.
I hear some discussion coming out of the Bears dugout.
And that ball is one hot to the plate. Counts 1-1.
I believe that's Coach Woods over there talking to the ump a little bit.
Yeah, it was. I think we're going to have to understand where his strike zone in is where he's calling it, and you know, really start manufacturing some runs here, which we have not done thus far.
Yeah, we're going to have to get creative, and you know, 3-2 lead here is not going to cut it.
We keep hitting the ball and just leaving them stranded.
Count goes to 3-1 here on Addie Faust.
It'd be nice to see Addie get the green light on this one, 3-1. That was well over her head.
Yeah, I would give her the green light without a doubt at this point. This is, again, you know, one of your best hitters with a lot of power. Just looking for, give her the green light to swing. And
there
she does, and she gets a single into left center. That gets Jaden Smith over to second. So now we have runners at first and second here with two outs, and that's going to bring up Lily Inman, who's 2-for-2 on the day.
I mean, nothing really lost there with Lily coming up right now. Now she'll just get us a...
Yeah.
And the left fielder goes down holding her knee. I'm not sure really what happened there. I thought she came up and played that pretty good in the gap, but she is down on her back holding her knee, so we're going to have a little break here, guys.
And Addie is headed back to the dugout.
Chloe will come in to run for her again.
Everybody's taking a knee on this one. Still down, still figuring out what's going on. Ump is getting some balls back from the Pisgah dugout.
So, folks, while we got a little bit of downtime, we're going to let Joey talk to you about the Pisgah Drawdown coming up on May 16th, I believe, Joey.
Yep, May 16th is our annual drawdown at Pisgah High School. So if you need a ticket for that, reach out to any of the coaches at the school or call the office. If you don't know anybody to reach out to, call the office and they can connect you with somebody for a ticket. One ticket gets two people in and you get a delicious steak dinner with baked potato, salad, plenty of door prizes, and the opportunity to win a grand prize of $5,000.
And them things weren't just steaks. They were like half cows last year.
They are generous with their portions, for sure.
I mean, it's, what do we call it, the Oscars of Canton? Or the...
it's the premier social event of Canton is what I've heard it described as a few times. So,
the black tie event without the black tie.
Exactly,
huh?
Exactly. But the doors on that open at 4. There'll be plenty of silent auction prizes out in the lobby for you to view and bid on, and then the dinner starts at 5:30, and the drawdown itself starts at 6:30. So come out and support the Pisgah Athletic Booster Club. All the money raised from that, all the proceeds from that, goes directly back to support your Pisgah athletics programs.
You got to think about it. You know, if you come and you buy a ticket and you get out in the first 10 minutes, there's always that opportunity for the other ticket. So you got to sit around, buy another one.
Well, and the good news is, you know, there's folks like myself that usually have a couple that you can pretty much guarantee I'll be out with both tickets in the first 50 that are pulled with no door prizes. So your odds just went up. Because I will be there.
Well, that just gives you more time to go out in the lobby and look at the silent auction.
That's right. That's right.
Bid on those. So.
And what is it? The top 10 becomes the second ticket that's available?
It's top five.
Top five?
Mm-hmm. Top five.
Then you also got to look at, if you need braces this year, there's always a deal on braces. You know, braces ain't cheap.
There'll be a braces package. Pretty sure that has been confirmed, a braces package to bid on as well. So again, that's May 16th. At Pisgah High School for the drawdown. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5:30, and the drawdown itself starts at 6:30.
And if you can't show up, go ahead and buy a ticket. I'll hold on to it for you, and I will let you know if you win or not. I'm trustworthy.
The left fielder has been replaced here. First pitch in to Lily. She reaches for that one, pops up with that left fielder,
and
comes
dropped.
Out of her glove, and that's going to score a run, 4-2. So that's a big moment in this game, guys. Replacement out there, you feel bad for her. She comes out, and on the first pitch, we hit one at her. She had it in the glove, and it pops out. Runners get to second and third here with two outs. Now your Bears lead 4-2.
I mean, I hate it for her, but I'd rather have the run.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a tough spot. You know, your left fielder goes down, you put her replacement in, and next pitch is hit right at her. So,
and actually in the glove and just came on out.
Yeah, she did a nice job of getting to it, settling underneath it, just popped out. First pitch to Allie was a ball. Second pitch is in, and it is a ball. So 2-0 count here to Allie Smith with runners in scoring position.
Let's go, Big Al!
Kind of like in football when that defensive back goes down. Next play.
Got to be ready.
They're going right at that replacement defensive back.
And that's why coaches always preach, be ready. You're one play away from being in this game and having a significant role.
Yep.
Allie hadn't seen a pitch to hit yet. Everything's been low or high.
3-0 count is on the way.
And
that's going to be outside, and that is going to load the bases up, and we're going to get a pinch hitter here. We'll get a senior, Addison Messer, I believe, into the game to hit.
Yep. Get Addie a chance to get in here and get in that bat on senior day for her.
So another moment here, folks, for the Bears to really put some distance between them and Brevard. It seems like every inning we've had significant opportunities and just couldn't get that key hit. Maybe we can get it right here.
I think we've left the bases loaded every at-bat we've had.
Left some runners on, for sure. Let's see Addison get a hit here.
Addison steps in, and first pitch to hers on the outside corner, called strike.
That one, I only think, made it to the – I kind of have to disagree with that one. She called it over the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
if she swings, that's definitely catcher's interference. Tried to frame that one up. It's called ball. I thought that one looked better than the first one.
I was going to say that, but yes, I thought so too.
I mean, if we're having to get so far up in a batter's box, it's the catcher's catching it over the plate. That's a problem.
Next pitch is in. That is a ball, 2-1.
Just got to be patient on this.
Yeah, just patient here. Two outs, bases loaded for the Bears. Bears lead 4-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Looking for a big hit from Addison Messer here. Whoop, and that gets to the backstop and bounces right back to her.
Gosh.
And Chloe D'Anza gets thrown out at home as she comes home.
And here comes Heidi.
On the ball that hit the backstop.
Here comes Coach Heidi coming to the home plate.
I think that was probably a pretty good call.
I mean, that ball bounced right back to her. So, folks, with that, we're going to head to the fifth inning. Your Bears still leading here 4-2. When we come back, we'll have the fifth inning action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Clean transportation options can help you fuel what matters.
I'm Kim Paler, and I'm a mother of a child with asthma. I fuel what matters to me by riding the bus, supporting the use of electric vehicles, biofuels, natural gas, and propane. All of these are great options, and they have less of an impact on the air that we breathe. Join concerned parents like me and fuel what matters.
To learn how you can fuel what matters, visit fuelwhatmatters.org. Sponsored by the NC Clean Energy Technology Center, the NC Department of Transportation, and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
And we're back live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Pisgah High on Senior Night. Your Bears lead 5-2 going into the top of the fifth inning here against Brevard. First pitch is in to number 6 from Brevard, and that is a strike.
That is a Camry Owen at the plate. She's a freshman. Struck out her first time through the lineup.
Lily has her pitch. That one's low and away. Swung at for strike 2.
That first pitch was gone in there.
I think she left the hand.
Left the hand and was in the glove before anybody knew what was going on.
She's been kind of no-nonsense on that mound tonight.
Yeah.
Next pitch is in, and that's fouled off back behind the concession stand here. Count will remain 0-1, or 0-2, excuse me.
That's where I am parked. It's normally a safe spot.
Looks like we're playing her straight away here. Next pitch is in. Up high a little bit. Good miss here.
Yep, good.
Hoping to get her to chase that rise ball. Next pitch is in. Took a little bit off of that, but that misses high and outside. Runs the count 2-2 here. Top of the fifth inning, folks. Your Bears leading 4-2. Next pitch is in, and that's fouled off back here. That's why I didn't park right there.
I was trying to set you up earlier.
Yeah.
I'm going to check his affiliations with some auto glass people.
Count is 2-2 here still. Next pitch is in, and that's going to be high. Runs the count all full.
Batter's being patient.
Two strikes, then three straight balls.
Yeah, Brevard's very disciplined at the plate.
Swinging strikeout.
Just as I say that, she throws one right by her for a swinging strikeout.
The thing was in there, too. She'd have had to start swinging before she even literally released the ball on that one.
And that's going to bring up the leadoff hitter, number 14.
Well, that's Leah Cabe. She is 0 for 2 for today.
looked like she was dodging softballs being thrown in from the outfield, all the foul balls that we've had earlier as she comes to the plate. Action's ready to start back. Lily Emmons comes to the plate with a nice first pitch strike, again looking. The patience that Brevard's, I think Lily has picked up on, that they're very patient at the plate, so she's just throwing heat on that first pitch. Second pitch is in the dirt, runs count to 1-1 here with one out.
You know, we made a comment at the West game that we travel well. You know, we have a lot of support from our fans, from people who graduated past years all the time. Wow.
And that one's hit into right center. Chandler Lowry comes over, plays that, gets it into second base, and a one-out single there from Miss Cave from Brevard.
See some of the officer twins out there, played last year, big basketball players, softball players. Always coming back to show their support for the Bears.
Yeah. It's always nice to see former athletes come out and support our Bears.
I'll tell you what, we have a fan base. You know, in every sport, you see people come back to participate.
Number 20 for Brevard is up next.
It's a pitcher, Natalia Saltzman.
I think Addie's daring them to run.
I think Addie may throw either behind this young lady or to second here in a second, because she was kind of dancing out there.
This ain't the prom. You don't need to dance with Addie behind the plate.
Like we talked about during the break, I would like to see somebody try to steal on her today there. That throw down after the warm-ups between inning, you know, from her knees, just on a rope all the way down, just perfect spot.
1-1 count on its way. 2-1. Yeah, it is. And they have not even hinted at trying to steal against Addie tonight.
You know, that was the thing, like her sophomore year when she started playing catcher full-time, it was just ridiculous how many people tried to steal on her, and they quickly realized that was probably not a smart move.
That ball's hit.
Boom, look at that.
Alexis Marcos comes over, makes the catch on her knees back behind third base for out number two. Throws over to first, almost gets the double play.
And that throw was from her knees.
From her knees, yeah.
She's just an all-around player out there. And you never know where she's going to show up in the infield or the outfield. She might be in center field at some point, backing her up.
And with two outs, that's going to bring up number eight.
Scarlett Conley. She is 0-for-2. Yeah, if that runner on that last hit had another two steps off the bag, Alexis would have been able to throw her out trying to get back.
I mean, done for.
Yeah, and it's such a good play by Alexis, though. I think the runner for Brevard did not anticipate her to be able to make up that kind of ground to make that play.
You know, the thing about it is she had enough wits about her, knowing that she laid out, she was not going to be able to get up probably fast enough to make that play, but going down on her knees and sliding a little bit on her knees, she was still able to make that, or try to make that play.
Yeah. So quickly, Lily Emmon works ahead 0-2 with two foul balls here.
Yeah, that second one was a hard hit foul ball down the third baseline by Scarlett.
As a pop up to Lex. Takes about two steps and able to pull that one in.
Yeah, much, much, much easier there.
Yeah, more of a routine play there.
I mean, but like the level of routine plays when you talk about Lex, like where is the scale at? You know what I mean?
She makes some that aren't routine look routine, for sure.
Without a doubt.
So, folks, we're going to head to the bottom of the fifth inning here with our Bears leading 4-2.
And Papertown Roots Radio airs each Monday and Wednesday night, hosted by Tim Surratt on WPTL 101.7 FM and 920 AM and WPTLradio.net from 7 to 10. Tune in, sit back, tap your foot, sing along, and enjoy true bluegrass music. You can also join Tim live on Papertown Roots Radio Live on Facebook.
Pisgah Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance's A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving.
And folks, all the base hits that Pisgah is about to get and has previously gotten this game is sponsored by Custom Paving.
Who do we have coming up the bat in this one?
So Addison Messer is going to continue to pinch hit. Yeah, they entered her in And she was at the plate the last time.
I believe she's at the plate with three balls and one strike. I would like to see her get a walk.
Yeah, and the pass ball we got thrown out at home.
Yep. She gets another chance here, kind of a two-for-one deal for her. See if she can make the most of it.
Got to get something going here. I don't feel comfortable just two runs.
No,
because they've hit the ball, you know, fairly well.
Yeah, they have tried to base hit us.
Yeah.
Number 10, Addison Messer.
First pitch to Addison is in. That's high. It's going to be ball number one.
You know, if we had a tennis racket up there, we could really do something with all these.
It's kind of a little slow pitch there.
So we don't want to put any topspin on the forehand if we do hit a tennis.
Oh, that one got her swinging on that one. That was a good changeup.
Runs the count to 1-1 here. Next pitch is in, and that is high. Runs the count 2-1. Looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter in the hole as well. Kylie Leonard is going to come to the plate. Another senior here tonight.
Yeah, get her a chance to get an at-bat here on senior night.
Oh, and that is hit down the right field line. The first base umpire was ducking out of the way.
Just a couple feet on the right-hand side of that.
It's almost down, and that was going to be trouble there, running to the fence off of that kick.
Definitely had some odds to run away from these Brevard players out in the field.
Our left fielder is back in for Brevard, one thing I noticed. Next pitch is fouled off by Addison Messer. Runs the count 2-2 here.
You know, the question is, if seniors are batting tonight, do we see Caden Simpkins come up to bat, our right fielder that's done so well out in the field?
Yeah. We'll
yes, see. She may. And that just misses outside. Runs the count 3-2. Brevard folks didn't like that call too much.
No.
I'm confused whether we're calling that part of the plate or not. It seems it goes in and out.
Next pitch is in, and that is going to be a swinging strikeout for Addison Messer to get the first out here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Yep, and that does bring up Kylie Leonard. One of the seniors. Get her a chance to get an at-bat here tonight.
Number 7, Kylie Leonard.
I think she's going to hit for Marin Edmonds.
Mm-hmm.
Monster basketball player here.
Yep, Kylie has signed with Brevard College to play basketball. So very athletic. And
you know, that's the thing. You look at our Facebook page or the Pisgah Nation Facebook page, you see just people after people after people signing, going here, going there for something. It's always being updated. You know, Boone Carver going to Guilford Tech and taking a couple teammates with him.
Maddox Wright going with him.
First pitch in to Kylie is a ball.
And so many multi-sport athletes out here. In all the sports, but you know, speaking of softball today, you know, all throughout that dugout are two and three sport athletes.
Takes another strike right down the middle. I don't think any of us were expecting a strike right down the middle.
No, that runs the count to 1-1 here with one out. Kylie steps back in. That's going to be low. Runs the count to 2-1.
And somebody just signed to go play golf somewhere. I can't remember.
Matthew Mahaffey is going to UVA Wise to play golf.
He had a monster football season this year.
He had a good football season. Next pitch is in to Kylie. Count is 3-1.
Oh.
She reached on that one. She definitely would have been standing on first base with that swing. Looks like she was, speaking of golfing, she looked like she was golfing on that one.
Yeah. Like I said, we don't need bats up there. We either need a tennis racket or the three wood.
full count now, two out, or one out here, bottom of the fifth inning. Payoff pitch to Kylie's in, and that is popped up down the first baseline. She can't get it, and that bounce is foul. So she has new life.
These girls just want to hit. I mean, they don't want to walk. They want to hit. They want to hear that ball hit that bat.
Yeah, they're not content to take the easy walk down to first base.
Without a doubt.
Next pitch is in.
There it is.
That is hit into left center. That's going to get off the wall. Not quite to the wall. Cut off by the third baseman. And Kylie takes second. Looked like the throw was in, but the second baseman was not on the bag, and she tried to reach back and get Kylie, and she slid right underneath that.
I mean, just head first slide.
Yep.
Great job by battling, staying in that at bat. Like Brett said, you know, they wanted to hit. She could have taken the walk and been on first, but she wanted that hit.
I'm not saying our girls pay attention to their batting average, but, you know, walks don't do much for it. Unless she's going to get up, foul ball.
And Kylie Henson fouls one off.
I thought that was a pass ball for a second, and she's trying to make a move towards third, but the ump calls her back about three-quarters of the way to third.
Yeah, Kylie was trying to get over there to third. She's in scoring position. One out. That ball's hit right back to the third baseman. She plays it.
Oh, she
dropped it.
And the first baseman cannot hang on to it, and Kylie Henson will be on first, and Kylie Leonard will be on third, and that's going to bring up Chandler Lowry.
I mean, here we go.
Yep.
What are we calling here? I mean, are you going to let her hit for power, or are you going to
squeeze?
Batting number 11, Chandler Lowry.
Chandler Lowry comes up. She's been on both times here tonight.
Go ahead and move Kylie to seconds. You got to run her on third. She's not going to throw it down, I wouldn't think. And that takes any kind of double play ball out of the scenario, at least the second first base.
I think I just heard Coach Moe reminding her of that.
First pitch was a called strike. Second pitch was fouled off here. So now she has two strikes.
The thunk of body damage to one of our cars in the parking lot.
She's going to have to battle here. 0-2 count. She pulls that one down the third baseline foul.
You know, pitcher tried to throw a changeup on that one. She wasn't fooled. She waited on it. Just had to wait a little bit longer.
A little bit longer, yeah.
Yeah, she almost hit that one in the dugout, but she did wait and get contact. She stayed alive.
Got to judge that changeup with a sundial.
And again, she can move up another 6 or 8 inches in the box if she wanted to.
Outside.
Next pitch is outside. Good discipline. Good eye. One ball, two strikes, one out. Runners on first and third here for the Bears. That pitch bounces up to the plate. Runs the count 2-2 here. So a good 7-8 pitch at bat here for Chandler after fouling several off. Still battling.
There it is.
And that is hit to right field. It looks like it may be too high, but we're going to tag up. And she is out at home trying to come home on the tag up.
You know, I like the aggressiveness, but she's not paying off for us right now.
No.
We have.
So on that fly ball to right field, Kylie Leonard gets thrown out at home. That's going to send us to the sixth inning with our Bears leading 4-2.
We should be drinking our post-game lattes at this point right now with the many base runners we left stranded.
Yes. When we come back, we'll have all the sixth inning action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at the Pisgah Softball Complex for Senior Night. Your Bears take a 4-2 to lead into the top of the sixth inning. Little update, folks. I know if you're checking in at 7 p.m., Papertown Roots Radio airs each Monday and Wednesday tonight. Tim will be going live with Papertown Roots Radio tonight at 7 p.m.
A strike by Lily to start off this inning. Let's throw a bunch more of them things.
And we've got Emily Hoxett at the plate. She looked like she maybe walked.
That's a car. Oh.
Right over the old classic Ford Thunderbird there.
Well, even the batter heard that one hit and said, oh.
Yeah, it bounced right over.
So, 0-2 count. Pitch is on its way, and that is a strikeout for Lily Inman.
She liked that one, too.
Yep, a little smile from her.
I tell you what, I wish we could be saying welcome back to the blowout of this game, but the scoreboard don't reflect what our girls have been doing.
No, it doesn't. That's the fourth strikeout by Lily.
So with one out here in the top of the sixth, up to the plate for Bavard is number six, I believe.
That's Becca Stroop.
No, number three. I'm sorry.
That one came in there with some quickness on it. Had some giddy up on that one.
Yeah, Becca's she's one for two tonight.
So 0-1 count on the way.
That is
ripped down the left field line, just out of the reach of our third baseman. Thought Kylie may get that one, but good effort by her. Marin goes over, fields that, holds the runner to first, so that's a good job by her out there.
Kylie was moving to try to get that one. It just couldn't get there. Yeah, couldn't get the glove where it was supposed to be.
You could see it kind of just hooking away from her there.
I mean, that was just right at face level, too.
So with one out here in the top of the sixth inning, Brevard gets a base runner on here, and number 11, the left fielder, will come up for Brevard.
Yep, that's Ava Rogers. Trouble. Cool.
Kylie Simpkins comes in, calls off Allie Smith, makes the catch for out number two.
I mean, that just shows you how our girls are backing each other up. You had Allie Smith, the second baseman, in almost deep right field, backing her up.
Yeah, good job by Caden to call her off. Caden's ball all day, but Allie was there if she needed to be.
Yeah, and that's a second baseman. That's what you do. You go until you're called off. And she did a good job of doing exactly that.
I think Addie just wants somebody to steal. I think she's willing that first runner on first to try to take second.
First pitch to number 12 for Brevard.
Miss McCall. She's one for two tonight with a single and a strikeout.
First pitch was a strike. Second pitch is a ball.
Addie tried to bluff the runner at first and almost had the runner at first falling down trying to get back to first.
She's teasing her with it. She's going to throw it down there next.
Next pitch is off the plate. Good job by Addie by getting in front of that. Keeps that runner at first base. 2-1 count is on the way. Next pitch is high among the numbers. Lily didn't like that. Runs count to 3-1, though. Big moment here. Need to come right at her here.
Just need this third out. They're running out of chances, which is good for us.
She does go right in there. She hits one right into left center. Fielded by Chandler. She gets it into Alexis. Runners stay at first and second base. And that's going to bring up number four for Brevard.
Number four is Emma Anders.
We're at the bottom of the lineup for Bard. I'd like to have this up next inning.
So two outs, runners at first and second. Brevard is threatening here in the top of the sixth. That ball's hit right at Allie Smith. She comes up, makes the play, pitches over to first base for the third out of the inning, and that's going to send us to the bottom half with your Bears still leading 4-2.
Oh, Smith came up with that play, smiling, having a good time out there. Knew it was just a simple little play. She just gets it to first base. She's happy.
Yeah, we talk a lot about Alexis, but Allie has had a great year since she moved to second base. And she looks comfortable out there making those plays, and she's done a really good job defensively and offensively for us this year.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, she's one of those that comes from the family of softballers with her older sister, mm-hmm. you know, playing catcher for us for a long time. And trying to see if she's up in the stands right now. And, of course, she is hanging out. Oh, Chloe.
Yeah, she's done good. She's made a lot of good plays there at second. Just looks real comfortable.
You know, she's a sophomore, so we got a couple more years of her. She's a junior this year.
She's a junior. She's a junior this year.
They just grew up so fast.
Tell me about it.
So we're going to come back to the top of the order, guys, here with another chance to put on some insurance runs before we go to the seventh.
I mean, you talk about them growing up so fast. I'll probably say three-quarters of our players have probably played together since they were 7, 8, and 9 years old at some point in some sport, in multiple sports, too, at that.
Yeah, it's fun to watch them grow and develop and start from, you know, barely able to catch the ball and, you know, develop and keep playing all the way through high school. And
this senior class for the Bears has been pretty special here. Jaden comes up, and she's going to get a single to the left. It gets by the left fielder.
She's paying attention, moving on to second.
She's going to be on with a single in advance on that ball that got by. Just took a kick to the left on that left fielder and got by her and puts her in scoring position for Alexis Marcos coming up.
That ball had eyes, just didn't want to get picked up.
Yeah, a lot of spin on it.
First pitch to Marcos is up and a ball.
She was not fooled on that one.
Not at all.
Our Belmont Abbey commit here.
She was way ahead of that one. Got away from the catcher, but she kept it in front of her. She throws over to third just to make sure Jaden Smith does not go to third.
I'll tell you what, that's probably the best pitch I've seen this pitcher throw all night.
Oh, yeah.
Had to wait for the sixth inning for it, but...
There. And that one's ripped right at the right fielder. She goes back and makes another play out there. She's done a good job tonight. So that's going to be the first out of the inning. And Jaden Smith will remain at second base.
Yeah, she's had some action out there in right field tonight. This lady's a little slow in catching up to.
Now that's one I think I would have liked to see Jaden tag right there and get over to third.
That's
pass
a tough
ball.
Throw.
Tough throw from right field.
Here we go with Addy Pooh Bear Faust up bat right now.
She'll get in trouble for letting out that little nickname.
And Addy has been on every at bat, has she not?
She has. It's never good enough, you know, and that's the thing about all our girls. It's never good enough what they did the last at bat. They always want to do better and always want to have that next hit.
Count runs to 2-0 here with one out. Natty Faust at the plate. Next pitch is in. And that is ripped into right center. The right fielder moves over and makes another nice play over there. And it's going to hold Jaden Smith at second again. I thought for sure that one was going to be down.
Yeah, I did too.
But she did a good job of shading over there and getting to it.
I want to get that right fielder tested. She was on the move quick. I don't know what she ate before she came to the game.
That's going to bring up Lily Inman here with two outs, runner at second.
She can go somewhere other than right field.
Speed only is good when it comes to us doing things fast.
I'd like to see her just get around one down the left field line. It looks wide open right now. She does pull one, but the shortstop makes the play, and he calls her out. Looked like she may have got in there.
I think Coach Bo agrees with the safe on that one.
And with that, we're going to go to the seventh inning here with your Bears still leading on senior night 4-2 here against the Brevard Blue Devils. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box here at Pisgah High Softball Complex on senior night, where your Bears go into the seventh inning with a 4-2 lead. And on the first pitch, ground ball hitting at Allie Smith. She makes the play, throws over to first to get the first out. So we're down to two outs, guys.
Yep. I just want to point out this game should have been over two innings ago with the amount of people he's left on base.
Probably so, yep. Yep, another good play by Allie Smith there at second base.
She's dependable.
Filled that and cleanly and throw her out at first.
Dependable.
Brings up Leah Cave, the leadoff hitter for Brevard.
First pitch into her is high. So they're looking for two runs here, guys. We're looking for two outs to end this game.
That one had some heat on. I don't know if you heard Addie's glove pop on that one.
Oh, yeah. That one is lifted up into left field. Alexis Marcos goes back, and she makes the catch with that Edmonds and Chandler come. They were both on her heels there.
Yeah, any of the three could have caught that one. It hung up there for so long.
Good job of taking control, though. She settled right underneath that.
And just like that, moving. We got two outs.
Yep.
Just like that, two outs. We're just looking for one now, guys.
2-0 up.
Yep, Nalia Saltzman is the pitcher. Oh, off her ankle.
That never feels good.
And she's tougher than I am because she's taking that pretty good right there.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, what kind of bruise did Chandler have the other night after she took that?
She had a really good bruise the other night. No, she was up running right on it the next day, though. Next pitch is in, and it is a ball. Runs count to 1-1 here with two outs.
Speaking of Caldwell, I see Mac Jones is here from Caldwell.
Mac. Yep, there's Mac. Sadie might not be too far behind. I don't see her, but they're usually traveling pairs.
That is absolute fact. She hit a walk-off grand slam the other night for Caldwell.
Mac did.
Awesome. Counts now 2-1 here on the hitter here for Brevard. And next pitch is in, and it's down in the dirt as well, so we'll count one run to 3-1 here. Don't want to give in here. We don't want to put the tie and run at the plate. That pitch is in, and that's going to be hit to Allie Fields.
Robbed on that one.
Jaden laid out for it, couldn't get there, and the umpire is going to say she did not get back to the bag in time. So that's one of those where probably let Allie field that and take the bag. But with that, it's base runner for Brevard here with two outs. Top of the seventh inning. Three-hole hitter up here for Brevard.
Yes, Scarlett Conley.
She hits one right at Alexis Marco. She hits it to Allie Smith, and it goes right out of her glove.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Into right field. Good job by Caden Simpkins coming up to back that up. So that was another out that we should have had there here in the top of the seventh. So we're trying to make it interesting, guys.
I mean, we always got to keep everybody on the edge of their seats.
We don't want anybody to leave early.
Absolutely not. Oh.
Let's see. We got Emily Hoxett, I believe, who's at the plate now for Brevard.
Pitches in, and that's hit right back at Lily Emmons. She makes the play.
Lily says,
throws it over to first.
Lily was done. She said, I'm done. We're going to call this a day.
And with that, folks, that is the game here. Your Bears win 4-2 here tonight. We'll send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have your post-game wrap-up, and we'll have your A1 Storage Player of the Game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah softball.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we're going back to May of 1994. Paula Jones sued President Clinton for sexual harassment. An Ohio teenager was caned in Singapore. And the top movie was Four Weddings and a Funeral. And making hit records were Clint Black, Shenandoah, John Barry, Faith Hill, and George Strait. We'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country.
Weekend in the Country, Saturdays at noon, brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
All right, we're back to you live from the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box, where your Lady Bears have just beat Brevard by a score of 4-2 in this conference matchup. Scoreboard is a lot closer than the game actually was. We left numerous runs on the runners on the bases today. So it should have been much worse than what the scoreboard shows. But nonetheless, we got out of here with a 4-2 victory. And
it was a good win, Joey. You know, coming in, we got a one-game lead in conference in first place. We needed to beat this Brevard team tonight and Thursday night to get our first conference championship in 10 years. And some really good teams,
you know, we're coming
through Pisgah, right?
Yep.
So
definitely put the pressure on, you know, West, because West got to win out. They got to battle a tough Franklin team. So twice this week. It's going to be, you know, for them to even challenge us, you know, it's going to be hard for them to do, which right now our girls are looking good. Dialed in right before the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, good solid win last week over West Henderson. And another win today, if we can wrap it up with another win against Brevard later on in the week and, you know, go into the playoffs on hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, and that's the other piece that's very important here. We need to win out. Right now we're the 5 seed projected. We want to get in that top 4, so we need each of these wins to try to launch us into that top 4 to get us as many home games as we can have in the playoffs this year.
I think we're reinvecting, Kevin. I have to turn this over to
Joey, folks. We'll be back here to join Joey in a little bit.
Yep, we've got Kevin and Brett have to step away to attend to senior day duties to escort those their daughters here for senior night. So, yeah, like Kevin was saying, we're going to get those get that high seats. We can have as many home playoff games as we want or as we can get. And, of course, when we do have to travel, we know this Pisgah crowd will travel well to wherever we end up playing. But nonetheless, we're in the driver's seat for the conference and as well for a high seed for our playoffs. As we talk about today's player of the game presented by A1 Storage, it's time for spring sports and spring cleaning. Do you have storage problems? A1 Storage, with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. And for today's A1 Storage player of the game, we have selected all six of our seniors to receive that award tonight, whether they or regular starters and players that played every pitch, every inning, or players that came in off the bench to support. They all play a role in this and the success that Pisgah has had this year on the softball field. So that's Addie Faust, Kylie Leonard, Addison Messer, Caden Simpkins, Jaden Smith, Chandler Lowry. So congratulations to all of those girls, our seniors for tonight, for being selected as the A1 Storage player of the game. And while Coach Morgan and company sets up here for senior night, I want to remind you about the drawdown on May the 16th. Again, doors open at 4. The dinner is at 5:30, and the drawdown is at 6:30. I'll remind you of games later on this week. We've got baseball is at home tomorrow. That will be on WPTL radio. And softball again on Thursday. That game will be at Brevard. And that will be at 5:30. So come out and support your Pisgah softball and baseball teams this week as they continue to maintain and work to strive their first place standing in the conference. Baseball playing well, great as well, for that first place position in their conference.
We are so thankful for the legacy they leave behind. Now for the
as we get started for senior night here, first one out is going to be Addie Faust. Addie is she's escorted by her mom and dad and her brother, and also looks like their dog Walter is with her tonight. And Addie will, she's going to continue her softball season, her softball career at Erskine next year. And then Addie's been a great addition to this team since she was a sophomore. She came up and she has started as catcher for your Lady Bears since then. Next up, we've got Jaden Smith. She's being escorted by her mom and dad as well as her sister. And again, Jaden is another one. Solid first baseman for us. She's played a lot of softball for Pisgah. And she is also going to play softball at the next level.
Number 7, Kylie Leonard. Kylie is
next up, we've got Kylie Leonard. She's being escorted by her parents and her brother as well, and her little sister. So, and Kylie's another athlete that's going on to play at the next level, just not softball. She's going to go to Brevard College and play basketball. So you can swing on over to Brevard College and watch her on the basketball.
Simpkins is being escorted by her parents, Sean.
Next up, Caden Simpkins. She's also been playing a lot of ball since she came up as a sophomore as well. Caden's been solid out in right field for us this year once she transferred out there from the infield. So great job by Caden this year and making solid plays out there in the outfield for us. Next up, we've got Addison Messer. She's escorted by her parents and her brother as well. Addison came in tonight and got a couple of at-bats for us. Been a solid contributor to this team as well over her career here. They're talking about their favorite softball moments that they've experienced here. Some are some long games or wins over Tuscola.
Escorted by her parents,
Next up, you've got Chandler Lowry. She's escorted by her parents, Kevin and Amy. Chandler is another one named that that you've heard a lot from basketball, another multi-sport athlete. And we talked about that earlier, about all these athletes playing multiple sports here and being so athletic and versatile. So congratulations to this senior class. That is all of them. And again, as of right now, sitting in sole possession of first place in the conference, and looking for a high seed in the tournament. Get some home games, and we'll have that bracket, and those schedules will be out very soon after the regular season is over. So we'll be able to get that information to you, so you can continue to come out and join your Bears and support your Bears at softball. And now they're doing their congratulatory hugs and pictures. And, some of these girls, they've played a lot of softball together. Like we said earlier, since they were 7, 8 years old. Hopefully we're going to continue to play a few more games, many more games this season as we go into the playoffs. So it's bittersweet for them, to be their last few games in front of the Pisgah crowd. So they're soaking it all in right now with the pictures and hugs, smiles going around. And again, reminder, baseball tomorrow night. Come out and join your Pisgah baseball team and support them on the river as they play tomorrow night. And softball again at Brevard on Thursday night. And one more time for your drawdown, May 16th. Doors open at 4. Dinner is at 5:30. Drawdown at 6:30. And if you've never been, that's really an event you should come out and attend. A lot of fun, a lot of people there, a lot of food, a lot of great prizes. And again, all of that money proceeds go to support all the athletic teams here at Pisgah. And also welcome to join our meetings on the first Monday of the month, usually at 7 p.m. Come out and see what it's all about, see where your money goes and all the good things that are done for these teams. And again, that is on May the 16th. And as they wrap it up, clearing the field, taking a few pictures, cake, ice cream afterwards, we've got Kevin coming back to us. Brett's still over there talking, taking pictures. And with that, Kevin's back.
Yeah, it's a senior night, my last one, Joey.
Yeah.
You should have warned me about this.
Well, I know, been there, done that. It's bittersweet for sure.
It's this year's gone by fast. Really, the last two with our son last year going through three of these, and then the third one this year. So as we all said on the field out there, it's bittersweet because this is not over. We want to play a lot more softball before it's done here.
Yeah, we typically do senior night, your last home game, but hopefully with the playoff brackets and everything, we should have a couple more home games, and this won't be the last one.
Yeah, so you talk about the baseball game
tomorrow
night.
Talked about baseball,
okay.
We talked about softball later in the week, the drawdown. Congratulated all of our seniors for being the A1 storage player of the game.
You held the fort down while we were gone, didn't you?
We tried.
Do you even need us anymore?
We gave Walter a shout-out for escorting Addy out there on the field.
Oh, Walter, that may be a first right there.
Currently, I'm getting my pick in my pockets picked by my son. I don't know what he's going for. I'm confused.
Got some cookie cake back there for the softball ladies.
Yep, good time. A lot of pictures, a lot of hugs, a lot of memories. These girls, like we said, played a lot of ball together, and for some it's going to continue, and others they'll move on to the next chapter in their lives.
You know, the biggest thing is whether they play together in the future or play together a long time, they're all friends. I mean, everyone on our team, or girls on our team, are get along. There's zero drama. Everybody seems to be happy. You know, you can't ask for more.
Right, right. Great, great chemistry between all the girls.
Yeah, it's always one of those things where it's great competition. Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things that allows us to develop great athletes here at Pisgah High School. But you got the Bethel Youth Program and the Canton Youth Program. They compete against each other all the way to middle school, and then they're competing as well in middle school, and then they come together. But, you know, it's always interesting to me to see how what close-knit friendships come out of that competition.
Oh, without a doubt.
So even though they're competitive and competing against each other, there's always tight-knit relationships that have weaved in there during that time frame. And it just talks about the community that we have here in the Canton area. You're allowed to compete hard, and there's a lot of respect that goes along with that.
Yep, for sure. Lifelong friends here for sure.
Speaking of the, I know you talked about the drawdown. We have a winner of the drawdown who just showed up behind us last year.
Yeah.
Winner. Things happen.
That's right.
People actually do win the money.
He is living proof.
Who's that?
Drawdown winner from last year.
Drawdown winner.
Yep.
Old Mr. Carter back there.
I'm going to call the upset of the century. I'm going to go from one of the first 10 tickets out to I'm going to be in the first five, but you know, I'll go down to being the second place winner, which is really same thing as being pulled out first, right?
I just want to get it over with early. You know what I mean? If I'm going to have my ticket pulled out, I want to get it done soon so I can enjoy my half a steak.
With that, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio. We appreciate everybody tuning in here with us for Senior Night for the Pisgah Lady Bears here in softball. Tune in to Senior Night tomorrow night or either come out and support those kids playing baseball over there for a big Brevard Pisgah. That's another big showdown over there. Pisgah's currently in first place. Brevard right behind them, one game back. So that's going to be a great series here. And then Thursday night, we will have the Lady Bears back on here again as we travel to Brevard. Tune in. Go support all the sponsors that we have here out and about in the community. Without them, we could not bring you all this live action, so we're very appreciative of them. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.